Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark has a reputation for saying what's on his mind, even if it's not politically correct. But critics say his rhetoric may have crossed a line. WUWM's Annalise Hensel has the story.
Sheriff Clark's words have often made waves the last few years. Take this public service announcement his office ran. It urged Milwaukee County residents to arm themselves, saying they can't count on police getting there on time.
You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back.
In a podcast, the sheriff said this about fellow African Americans.
Let me tell you why blacks sell drugs and involve themselves in criminal behavior instead of a more socially acceptable lifestyle. Because they're uneducated, they're lazy, and they're morally bankrupt.
And in the last couple days, Clark lashed out at demonstrators in Washington, D.C. He was there for Donald Trump's inauguration. The sheriff appeared on Fox News to talk about people who followed and yelled at North Carolina's former governor.
But I'll tell you what, if those idiots would have come after me like they did the former governor of North Carolina, the cops would have had to move in to pull me off of them.
Well, critics say Clark's tough talk and actions went too far this month after an interaction with a fellow passenger on an airplane. The Milwaukee man says he noticed Clark decked out in Dallas Cowboys gear on a day the Packers played the Cowboys. The man says he shook his head as he walked past the sheriff. When the plane landed in Milwaukee, the man says Sheriff's Department deputies detained and questioned him for about 15 minutes. Clark then mocked the man on social media, posting his photo and the comment, quote, "If Sheriff Clark were to really harass you, you wouldn't be around to whine about it."
These comments don't sit well here in Milwaukee County.
That's Milwaukee State Representative David Crowley. He says after 14 years, it's time for a new sheriff.
He is a law enforcement officer. His duty is to protect and serve. And when you go out and you make these type of inflamed comments, or you harass an individual who lives in Milwaukee County, it makes you wonder, is he really going to protect and serve me?
Crowley says both colleagues and residents share his concerns about Clark's rhetoric and four deaths at the Milwaukee County Jail last year. Clark has said little about them. This week, Crowley urged Governor Walker to oust the sheriff. Walker says voters can decide Clark's fate. He's up for re-election next year. Clark's spokesman says the sheriff is not doing interviews, but he addressed the airplane incident in a Facebook post, complaining that a county investigation into the matter is an attempt by political opponents to harass and bully him. The developments interest UW-Madison journalism professor Michael Wagner. He studies political communication. Wagner says, on one hand, Clark's provocative behavior may be helping him in his career.
It plays very well to supporters, and it's also very on-brand.
While Clark runs as a Democrat, his supporters applaud his conservative views and his attitude. He's a frequent guest on Fox News. There's been talk that he might join the Trump administration. And conservatives from outside Wisconsin are trying to recruit Clark to run against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Yet Professor Wagner says when it comes to those who disagree with Clark, the sheriff has been leaving a virtual paper trail, easing their efforts to build a case against him.
Sheriff Clark's behavior on social media is very unusual for public officials, especially public officials in law enforcement. A lot of the language he uses is very jarring. He's very direct. He's very opinionated. He's willing to insult people who disagree with him. And it's the kind of behavior you don't typically see from people serving in his position.
Ultimately, probes into deaths at the jail and the incident with the airline passenger could show whether Clark has crossed a legal line in his role as sheriff. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.